requirement for higher fuel economy is definitely going to impact the engine and powertrain of the vehicles the most. You know, there's some benefits you can gain by going to somewhat smaller vehicles. Smaller, lighter vehicles requires less fuel. But as we go forward and try to approach higher and higher fuel economy levels, we're going to see new technology that has to be implemented into engines and into powertrains that will, in principle, make them much more like the engines that we see today in Europe and Asia, markets where there already is very, very expensive fuel that has, from market pressure, forced the advancement of technology.
So what's the difference between their engines and our engines?
Their engines tend to be smaller with higher power per size. That gives some fuel economy benefit. Because they're smaller and more powerful for their size, let's say per cubic inch or per liter, that requires more expensive materials, requires more expensive technology to control the different things that go on, the combustion, the timing of the valves, those kinds of things that allow you to get the most you can get out of such an engine. And those technologies have been pushed forward by the CO2 emission goals that have been identified in Europe, and also, frankly, the very high prices that they pay for fuel.
Well, that brings up kind of an obvious question, because Ford and General Motors make large quantities of cars in Europe. They're some of the biggest car sellers there. Why don't they just do it here?
Well, they are doing it here. They are going through the transition of looking at transferring those technologies and some of the vehicle platforms for application here in North America. It represents a change in maybe what the consumers are used to having, and that takes some time. But they certainly have the know-how, they have the capability to do that. But the question then is, will the consumers be willing to pay the higher price for these higher technologies? It's hard to justify an incremental cost, even though in absolute terms, if you're talking, let's say, $1,000 more for the car that would allow you to have, let's say, a 20% improvement in fuel economy, if you're only paying $2 a gallon for fuel, it takes a long time to get that money mm-hmm. back.
Well, Mr. Rogers, we all know gas is going back up, unfortunately, for all of us. And then the next question is, the cars in Europe, especially, and even Asia, are smaller, much smaller than what we drive. So would the car, you know, size need to shrink to get the additional fuel economy?
Well, I think to a certain extent, yes, there will be some downsizing in the vehicles. Again, it can be translated into cost. If you look at going to, it's not really the size as much as it is the weight of the vehicle. And so as you trade off the size against weight, you can then bring in more exotic materials, aluminum structures like Audi produces an all-aluminum vehicle, which would allow you to keep some of that size while reducing the weight and thereby reducing the amount of energy that you need to move the car.
But does it crumple faster? Maybe you get in an accident. I mean, are they less structurally sound?
No, they would still, it would be necessary for them to comply with all of the FMVSS safety standards. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they couldn't be sold. So it takes a lot of engineering in order to make sure that these smaller vehicles are, in fact, safe. And many of the new federal vehicle standards for safety with additional airbags and other technologies are making the vehicles safer and safer.
Yeah, boron steel and so forth. We're talking with Gary Rogers. He's the president and CEO of FEV. And what I wanted to ask while we still have another minute here is, do you think that diesels will start to come into much greater vogue? Because I know half the cars in Europe, I think, are diesel, and those have not been a big popular item here in the United States.
Well, I think, based on the experience of the last year where we had this unusual situation where diesel fuel was significantly more expensive than gasoline, that does, in fact, make it more difficult to justify such a purchase. The diesel engine itself, the diesel powertrain, is inherently more expensive. It's got more equipment on it, from turbochargers and high-pressure fuel injection systems, but it also has a much more complicated emissions control system compared to a gasoline engine. One of your early questions was about the emissions standards here in the U.S., and the reality is they are more strict here than they are in Europe. So today we know what technology can be applied, but it costs money.
Yeah, and some of the vehicles here that are diesel, you have to refill a canister with chemicals every couple of years and so forth. So there's maintenance involved that we don't have normally.
That's true. However, I think that technology is going to become pretty commonplace because of the heavy duty, the truck industry over in Europe and here are both going to be embracing that technology more and more. So that'll become much more common.